It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm David First. In 2015, Governor Andrew Cuomo made a dramatic announcement. He was launching a new initiative designed to decrease new HIV diagnoses in New York. Its goal, to end the AIDS epidemic by the end of 2020. Here he is describing that vision.
We will not stop until the AIDS epidemic is part of the past, like tuberculosis and measles and polio and influenza.
Now, 5 years later, and in the grip of another pandemic, we have arrived at the end of 2020. So here to look at where things stand is Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis, Deputy Commissioner for the New York City Health Department's Division of Disease Control. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
So, is the AIDS epidemic over? How do you measure that?
It's a great question. So I think that that ending the HIV epidemic, that strategy, is really a stepping stone to what really is really elite control of that pandemic, rather than a true end. So I think that the goal is really laudable. I think the city and the state are leaders in the country in terms of getting close. So there's lots of ways that we're using to measure that. So that includes new HIV diagnoses, our progress in virally suppressing people living with HIV, meaning that they're taking their medicines and their virus load is undetectable on lab tests. So I think that really nothing ends, because it's about continuing to do the work that maintains the health of New Yorkers and other people living with HIV. So it gets us to an important point where fewer people are entering the system than are leaving the system, which means that we're not fueling the pandemic. It's not increasing, but really it's about resolve and determination to keep people healthy with their HIV, and also to prevent new infections.
Well, looking at the numbers yesterday, the city said there were about 840 new HIV infections in 2019. And the state's health department estimates about 1,700 new infections across all of New York. How does that compare to other parts of the U.S.?
Now, I mean, I think New York City and New York State are definitely ahead of the curve. I think there are decreases seen in other parts of the country, but we are precocious. And I think that a couple of cities that look like this are New York City and San Francisco, who have really accelerated the decline of HIV to this point. So, I mean, this is a historic decrease in HIV, sort of unthinkable. And, the sort of idea that political will, as you know, you just heard from the governor, who was so emphatic about ending the HIV epidemic, as well as the resources provided by city and state to do this, show that with an investment, you can actually get there. And so I think, New York is ahead of the curve, but definitely I think there's a lot of similar energy nationally, which I think will be really important in pushing this epidemic in the right direction outside of New York City and other urban jurisdictions.
Well, New York's plan was the first major public health initiative to include pre-exposure prophylaxis medicines, also known as PrEP medicines, in a major public health initiative. That includes drugs like Truvada. How much did that change the situation? And are these drugs accessible?
So it is a game changer. So there's no way around it. And I think that one of the a medicine that has, 99% effectiveness in reducing HIV acquisition in people who are able to take it as prescribed, is a game changer. In the absence of a vaccine, that's, getting really, really close. So I think that New York is a great example of access. So I think that with the combined work of the city and the state through the PrEP assistance program that the state has, the fact that our insurance in New York State covers pre-exposure prophylaxis, access is there. The problem is that though it is accessible, not every person who would benefit from the drug is on it. And so you can look at our data in New York City and see something pretty remarkable, which is that the number of new infections among men who have sex with men have really, really taken a free fall. And so that is driven both by the fact that many people are virally suppressed, and if you're undetectable in your viral load, you don't transmit the virus. But that's been something that's been going on for years. the most obvious precipitous fall that's happening now has to do with the fact that we've had great success with men who have sex with men going on pre-exposure prophylaxis. And so if we could get that to other communities in a better way, I think we would see similar success in other areas of the HIV epidemic in New York City and state that continue to be stubborn.
Yeah, Dimitri, you say that New York is ahead of the curve, or precocious, as you put it. In your opinion, mm-hmm. how much credit do Governor Cuomo and the state deserve in the reduction of cases over the last 5 years? And how much of that was due to advances in medicine and the work of activists?
Well, I'll first start by saying that that city and state have been working really closely together. So I think that in the same breath that we say Governor Cuomo, we need to say Mayor de Blasio, because, you know, I think we were all a part of the process of creating the New York State blueprint. But one of the most seismic moments in HIV history in New York City is when Mayor de Blasio made a $23 million really investment, an annual investment in ending the HIV epidemic that really hastened the decline. So I think a lot of credit goes to our political leaders who really took this on as something that they wanted to see done, and then actually invested effort as well as resources into achieving the goal. So, you know, I think science is critical, but science likes to sit on the shelf unless someone kickstarts it. And so the kickstart from the community that got the governor and the mayor to really really accelerate their interest and engagement in the HIV epidemic, along with the science, and then really their investment of both their time and resources are really what are responsible for this hastening of the decline of HIV to below epidemic levels.
Dr. Dimitri Daskalakis is New York City's Deputy Commissioner for Disease Control. For now, later this month, he'll join the U.S. Centers for Disease Control as the Director of the Division of HIV AIDS Prevention. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Have a wonderful day.